It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Wednesday, December 9th. I'm Patricia Naft. The Bureau of Land Management and the U.S. Forest Service have approved 5 well pads and 10 natural gas wells north of Somerset. The agencies could also approve an additional 15 wells in the same area where Gunnison Energy and SG interests want to drill. The decision comes ahead of the release of the environmental assessment for the project. Local environmental groups filed an objection with the Forest Service over the project, citing concerns for an inadequate environmental review, outdated land use plans, and a failure to look at the cumulative impact of the plan. Opponents haven't said what they'll do next, but a lawsuit challenging the decision is a possibility. A Carbondale marijuana shop was held at gunpoint Monday. KDNK's Amy Haddon Marsh has more.
Carbondale police responded to an armed robbery Monday morning at the Sweetleaf Marijuana Dispensary on Village Road in Carbondale. Two suspects entered the business, and a witness later told police that one had a gun. The suspects fled the scene in a red Mustang with an undisclosed amount of cash. The red Mustang was spotted near County Roads 108 and 109. Then, says Police Chief Gene Schilling, the suspects switched vehicles.
That vehicle was contacted at the intersection of County Road 117 and County Road 125, which is Dry Park Road and the Sunlight Road, by Garfield County deputies.
Schilling says 4 occupants and 2 cars were brought to Carbondale. The cars were impounded and the suspects were detained for questioning Monday afternoon. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.
The suspects were charged with aggravated robbery of a controlled substance, conspiracy to commit aggravated robbery of a controlled substance, Class 2 felonies, and a misdemeanor charge for false imprisonment. 2 suspects in their 20s are from Glenwood Springs, a 19-year-old suspect is from Silt, and a 17-year-old suspect was released to his parents. Representatives from federal agencies were in Paonia Monday night. They held an open house to discuss the roadless rule, a defining policy that prevents development in wilderness across the state except in certain areas such as the North Fork. KBNF's Jake Ryan has more.
Here in the town hall of Paonia, a crowd of people are milling about, inspecting poster-sized maps and talking with a half a dozen or so experts. Everyone here is concerned about the roadless rule. Bob Randall is the deputy director for the Colorado Department of Natural Resources. He understands why there's a pretty good turnout on a cold Monday night.
The importance of mining in the North Fork is undeniable. It's not only a major employer for the town of Paonia and for Delta County and Gunnison County, but it's an economic driver for the entire region. And I think the turnout tonight reflects that importance.
It's all about coal mining. The roadless rule was set up after years of discussion and deal-making. It set aside 4.2 million acres of public land and protected them from any development.
You know, we feel that the Colorado roadless rule offers stronger protections and that a couple of narrow exceptions recognizing important regional economic drivers was the right thing to do.
An area was set up near Paonia that was an exception. It's still included in the roadless rule area, but the restrictions were relaxed. Last year, Earth Justice, an environmental law group, won a court battle over the North Fork exception. The Forest Service had to go back to the drawing board and go through the process again, this time calculating the environmental cost of burning coal, the effect it would have on climate change.
You know, who would have thought that we would have had, they would have to analyze the burning of coal in a power plant somewhere?
That's Kathy Welt. She works at the West Elk Mine, the mine most dependent on this exception. She's been involved with the roadless rule since the beginning. She was upset that the process that she labored through was overturned in court, upset that all of this effort was going after North Fork coal.
If you're going to have coal, and coal is part of our future, no matter what folks say, it's not going to go away anytime soon. Why not be burning our coal? Little to no mercury, low sulfur, high BTU, high heat value content. This is some of the best coal maybe in the world.
And it wasn't just those in the coal industry that were disheartened by this whole thing. Allison Elliott is a board member on the Western Slope Conservation Center, a Paonia-based group that looks to protect public lands. She says that her group's predecessor was key in creating this exception.
We were able to put lands into roadless. that wouldn't even have been included unless we had worked out with the coal mines that they have that potential of going into that area and putting the minimal roads in order to accomplish what they need to do. And when they're done, that they would do the highest rehab and help us advocate for wilderness status for that area.
Elliott says that the coal companies came to the bargaining table in good faith. They agreed to put it under protection with the caveat that they could mine it first. Even though vacating the exception would protect the land from development and keep more coal in the ground, it still doesn't sit well with her.
It's kind of not fair.
The open comment period for the exception ends January 4th. All the documents for the project can be found on the Forest Service's website. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
The Colorado State Forest Service and the West Region Wildfire Council partnered with area nonprofits to donate Christmas trees to families in need. KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
On Monday, the groups gave away about 20 trees to residents in Montrose and Delta counties. Jody Reist is the Montrose District Forester for the State Forest Service. She says the trees were cut down on private land as part of wildfire mitigation work.
It's always a shame as a forester to see trees run through a chipper and not utilized either as, you know, lumber or any other type of forest product. So we came up with the idea that let's put them to a better use as Christmas trees.
One of the trees went to Haven House, a transitional housing program for homeless families. Reese says the agencies involved hope to do the program again next year. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.